Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're thankful to be here, to put aside a small time of our day, the beginning of the week, to say thank you. Simply to say thank you for what you've done for us at the cross. Lord, you've done so much. We are blessed people. Thank you that we get to worship you. So, Lord, now I ask. Again, I ask, Lord, to put me in my place. To put me behind the cross. To put me behind you. I want you front and center today. Let me speak your word boldly. Because I know there's power. There's power behind it that can change lives. But Lord, let me do it with humility as well. Let me empty Alan today. So we just ask all these in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Am I okay? All right. Doesn't it seem the days are going by so fast? You've heard of the quote, time is our greatest enemy, isn't it? The weeks seem to just fly by. What happened a year ago seems like it was just yesterday. I mean, we're just talking about my daughter. Felt like I just saw her in the hospital, and yet now she's graduating. And sometimes we put so much importance on planning for the future that we miss now, today. And we tell ourselves someday, maybe soon, I'll get more serious about all the things I know I ought to do for God. I just don't seem to have the time right now. But let me tell you, my friend, there's no better time to start than today. You know, every January, most Christians make it a goal at the beginning of the year to grow in the Lord and make sure it's better than last year. How's that going? Do you also know that we're halfway through 2024 already? That's 6 months you cannot get back. Well, in today's message, we're going back to the basics. Our scripture today takes us back to the very beginning, the beginning of the Bible, Genesis. To be specific, Genesis chapter 5. In this chapter, it talks about 10 men, but today we're going to only talk about one. One man that I thought stood among the rest. Let's start reading on verse 21, chapter 5, verse 21. Then Enoch had lived 65 years. He became the father of Methuselah. After he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived a total of 365 years. Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more because God took him away. He was raptured. What a verse. To be raptured before you see death. Don't you just want that to happen today? As a matter of fact, of all you guys, I want to see that happen right now before I even finish my next sentence. Do you know Enoch was only one of two people in the Bible that didn't see death? Elijah was another godly man that the Lord took up straight to heaven. But the topic today is not about how he didn't see death, but the words before that. What were the words prior to Enoch not seeing death? It's mentioned twice in verse 22 and verse 24. He walked with God. Look, if you want to live a victorious life, all you need are these three simple words. If you want to live a joyful life, then all you need are these three basic words. No matter how complicated the world or your circumstances get, you can always boil it down to these three words: walk with God. Isn't this the answer to most life questions? Lord, how do I become a better Christian? Lord, how do I become a better parent or a child? Lord, how do I become a better spouse? Or how about this? Lord, how do I know your will? How do I deal with this difficult circumstance that I'm in? Walk with God. So what does it mean to walk with God? What kind of life is that? Can only certain people live that way? Is that only for Enoch and Elijah? Is that something I can achieve? Something we can all have? Let me get your full attention for a bit here. Not only can we walk with God, but we must walk with God if we want to make an impact on this world. The Lord has given us all the resources we need to make that happen. Can I ask you this? How's your walk with Him? Do you have one? See, before you can walk with God, you need to kneel before the cross. Before you can go forward with Him, you need to first head back to His finished work at Calvary. Repent all your sins, receive His forgiveness, and acknowledge Him as your Lord and Savior. This is the first step to having a good relationship with God. Maybe there's someone here still secretly battling and struggling to make that decision. Friend, I deeply urge you to make that commitment today. It will be the best choice you'll ever make with absolutely no regrets. Amen? Bible records indicated that Enoch didn't walk with God till he was 65 years old. Something must have happened after his son was born. Whatever that was, it was a decision that changed the course of his life. Well, Alan, that's good for Enoch because he lived thousands of years ago when everything was so simple, right? He didn't have problems like I do. Not true. I will come back to that on my third point. Well, Alan, you look like you don't have problems. Let me check that. No, I don't have any problems. As a matter of fact, honey, where are you? Honey, we don't have any problems, right? We've never had arguments. I'm such a perfect husband. Parent problems? No, my kids are angels. They don't give me any headaches. There's not one day where I feel like I want to strangle them. Financial problems? No. I have a tree in the backyard that grows dollar bills. That whenever I do my bills, I'm short 200. I'm going to go back and just trim the tree. Work problems? No stress there at all. Oh my goodness. They're out there to take care of their employees, not to make money. There's no politics there. There's no backstabbing. It's all great. Health problems? When was the last time I had body aches? And when was the last time I got sick? No. I didn't even know why I need medical insurance. I don't get up in the morning and says, oh my goodness, what is this now? Like, I'm so sore everywhere and I don't remember working out the last night, right? What am I saying? Who thinks I'm lying through my teeth? Right? You're laughing because you know what it's like. We all have problems. Folks, if you don't have any problems, let me tell you the bad news. You're the problem. Enoch had problems. So here's some takeaway truths we can glean from the life of Enoch. I get 3 points today. What kind of walk did Enoch have that we can glean on? My first point, the walk of intimacy. Do you know why God saved you and me? Do you know why he left the comforts of heaven, went through a great deal of pain and suffering and died for you? Was it because he felt sorry for you? Or was it because he had nothing else to do? No. It was because he loved you so, capital S-O. Adrian Rogers said, God did not save us to become servants or scholars. He has his angels to act as his servants. Also, we don't serve him because we have to, but because it's a result of loving him. God did not save you to become scholars either. He doesn't just want you to know about him. He wants you to know him. Amen. Ever met these people? They can recite Bible verses but still don't know him. Head knowledge instead of heart knowledge. Remember Nicodemus in the book of John? He certainly had the head knowledge. Religious man, went to church, knew the scripture very well, did a lot of good things, probably helped in his local community, and then prayed every day. But it was simply not enough. Good works and good information were not enough. See, God wants a personal and intimate relationship with you and me. It's not a religion. It's a relationship. There's a big difference there. Enoch walked together with God. That means he knew him intimately, not casually. It was not about rituals or rules. It was a reality to him. It's an unbroken daily communion with your Creator. Enoch didn't just visit God on a daily basis. He constantly abided with God every day. We need to do the same. Do you know this is what the Lord wants from us more than anything else? Let me prove that to you. Let's read Micah 6:8. Micah 6:8. It says, he has shown you, O mortal God, O mortal, that's us, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to what? To walk humbly with your God. With. That means we must walk side by side with him. Where he goes, we go. If he says don't go there, we should not be seen near it. He goes to the left, we don't go to the right. You're in sync with his steps and what he's doing. That's what it says in Amos 3:3. Our next verse. Amos 3:3 says, do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? No. This means both parties are in agreement. Let me clarify something real quick here. This doesn't mean that the God Almighty agrees with what you're doing. No. You and I agree to yield to his direction and not the other way around. He's in charge, not you. He's in the driver's seat, not you. But what sometimes happens is we become backseat Christians. Just like backseat drivers, we try to direct God where we should go, and sometimes even criticize how he's handling our lives. We think we know better when we're just making the journey unpleasant. We sometimes try to force our will to become his. Lord, I want to go over here. Lord, I really want this. Lord, I really want that. So I want you to figure out how you can make that your will. That's not how it works. Walking with God means wherever he goes, I will follow. Whatever he wants is now my desire. 1 John 1:6, if we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie. We lie and do not live out the truth. If I walk in the world, I cannot walk with God. Plain and simple. That was from Dwight L. Moody. Here's another quote from Charles Swindoll. Our great tendency in this age is to increase our speed to run faster, even in the Christian life. In the process, our walk with God stays shallow, and our tank runs low in fumes. Intimacy offers a full tank of fuel that can only be found by pulling up closer to God, which requires taking necessary time and going to the effort to make that happen. Amen? It's up to us to decide how close to God we want to be. It depends if you want it or not. It depends if you're serious or not. James 4:8 clearly states, James 4:8, come near to God. What does it say? And he will come near to you. We must take that first step. You know, I think the most amazing thing in life, the creator of the heavens and earth, the creator of the sun, moon, and stars that exist just by speaking them into being, that same awesome and powerful God wants to have a relationship with you and me. God and man walking together. It's difficult to imagine, isn't it? Yet that's what the Lord intended it to be from the very beginning. Remember the Garden of Eden before Adam and Eve sinned? They literally walk with God. Can you even imagine the conversations they had daily? See, Enoch wanted to have that same intimate walk with God, even though he didn't see him physically. So walk of intimacy is my first point. Second point is walk with a testimony. The Hall of Faith chapter, we know where that is, Hebrews. Hebrews 11:5. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, what does it say? He was commended as one who pleased God. What a testimony. What a genuine man of God. See, when you walk close to God, you simply stand out in the world. Check this out. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 5. Again, we're going to skip through some verses, but I wanted you to see something. Genesis chapter 5, verse 5. See, I made fun of my body, so now I have to wear my glasses. Verse 5, so all the days that Adam had lived were 930 years. What does it say? And he died. Verse 6, Seth lived 105 years and became the father of Enosh. And then skip through verse 8. What does it say? And he died. Verse 9, Enosh lived 90 years and became the father of Kenan. End of verse 11, and he died. Kenan, verse 12, Kenan lived 70 years. End of verse 14, and he died. Mahalalel, on verse 15, lived 65 years and became the father of Jared. And then end of verse 17, and he died. Jared lived, and he died. Methuselah lived, and he died. Lamech lived, and he died. But what does it say on verse 24? Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Enoch disrupted the pattern of these verses. He stood out. Nothing was said about his accomplishments. He was not commended for his words or quotes. Scripture doesn't tell us many details about his life. Not enough to know him well. But even if he had more verses that talk about him, there was only one thing that mattered. Enoch walked with God. How do you want to be remembered by? See, our world today measures one man's greatness by his list of accomplishments. We want to be famous for something great. Do you want to be remembered as someone who was funny or fun to be with? Perhaps someone who had a nice style, successful, or someone who's got it together? Or maybe someone who's popular in class, famous on the social media. Isn't that what everybody wants? Maybe even a city named after them. Let's look in Genesis chapter 4, verse 17. Cain made love to his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. Cain was then building a city, and he named it after his son Enoch. This is not the same Enoch from chapter 5. The Enoch in this chapter was remembered by people for a city named after him. So which Enoch are you striving for? The man in chapter 4 or the man in chapter 5? Enoch, the one we're talking about now, had a great testimony to where people noticed something different. Everyone knew he belonged to God. And when you belong to God, people notice it. You know, I can't pinpoint what it is, but there's something about him that I want. Something about him that when I observe his life, I want to change mine. That every time I hang out with her, I feel somewhat shallow. I want to know God in a deeper level. I have the honor and privilege of teaching the high school Sunday class. You know, you should hear him share and ask questions. I'm very proud of him. They're my pride and joy. Months ago, our subject was about godly examples or godly heroes. Men or women of our times who displayed godly examples that you want to imitate. You know, I cited some famous preachers as examples. And I told them to think about their answer and tell me how this person had made an impact in your life. You know what names they came up with? They were all members of this church. Your names. They didn't pick anyone outside these walls. They didn't look far to find godly examples. Now, first off, all glory goes to the Lord, but isn't that wonderful? Amen. Don't ever say that no one is looking at or paying attention to you. Don't ever say that you're not making a difference when you're doing the Lord's work. Keep walking close to God and people will follow your footsteps. Those little eyes will either get their examples here or out there. Don't let them pick the world. The world's pull is stronger than ever before. Its temptation is at its peak. Our words are almost non-effective. They want to see it in your life. Continue to walk with God will leave an impact more than you can ever imagine. Bess, Jess, you know your name was mentioned up there? Yeah. In somebody's eye, you're a hero. See, when I see Jess, I don't see the tubes, I don't see the cancer. I see God's strength. I see God's grace. You might not have a cape, but I know you wear the badge of Christ. Walk with a testimony. Third point, walk of faith. How did Enoch walk with God? It says in Hebrews, by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Enoch believed in God and earnestly sought him every day for 300 years. Someone said after 365 years, God told Enoch, you know what, since we've been walking for a long time, you're closer to my house than yours, why don't you just come home with me? Talk about the sweetest fellowship with his creator. He found out the secret to life. It was just not a Sunday morning thing, or a Wednesday night, or a 10-minute every morning reading your Bible, even though that's part of it. It's a 24/7, moment by moment, sharing precious time with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's not a one day a week. It's a lifestyle. He's not just part of your schedule. Your schedule revolves around Him. See, Enoch not only walked with God for 300 years, he lived it during the most evil days in the history of mankind. You think you got it bad? Remember his son Methuselah? His name translates to the end of his day, it will come. What will come when he dies? The flood. When he died, judgment came to the world through the flood. Enoch lived at the time most of the population abandoned God with no conviction. It was as evil as you're going to get. Enoch's son Methuselah lived 969 years, the longest recorded time a man ever lived. But Methuselah's age was not the impressive part. It was the grace of God. God didn't just want him to live that long, but it was also God's great patience because he wanted people to repent and get back to God. It says in the word that wickedness on earth was so great and that every intention of the thought in our hearts was so evil and evil continually. Can you just, that's gross. So in the midst of all this evil, Enoch didn't simply stand out. He walked against the grain. And he did that by faith. And he did it faithfully for the rest of his life. By the grace of God, I want that. With humility, the Lord knows my heart. I want to live what's left of my life to walk faithfully with Him. And I hope you do the same. We know it won't be easy, but we know it will be worth it because we know God's worth it. My prayer today is that you won't wait to draw close to God. Maybe you're waiting for something magical to happen. Maybe a great message or a powerful Bible study, or perhaps you tell yourself, when I go to heaven, that's when I'll get to know Him more. Friend, you don't know what you're missing. God's intention was for you to enjoy His presence even while we're here on earth. Walking with the Lord will make your problems bearable. Because the more time you spend walking with Him, you'll find out how much bigger He is. A bad day with Him will always be better than the best day without Him. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. With heads bowed and eyes closed, let's be honest with ourselves and ask this question to ourselves. How's my walk with you, God? You know, just put aside all the things that we do for the Lord, the ministries, what's left? Have I been a good son? Have I been a good daughter? Lord, have I been pleasing to you or have I been pleasing myself? Lord, I want to change today. This time, I just don't want to say it, Lord, but I want to act it. I want to do something about it. Help us to be all faithful till we see you. In Jesus' name, amen.